Welcome to the table.
Chip, chip, chip.
This is Sunday Spread, your one-stop shop for NFL news, hot takes, and weekly bets where we break bread and everybody eats. My name is Brian Bracey. I'm here with my boy, Mr. Watson. What's good, Watts?
What's good, my boy? How you doing?
Living the dream, brother. How are you?
The dream, they say. Yes, as am I.
Yeah, something like that. I never said it wasn't a nightmare.
You know, it's
something.
It's something.
Hopefully and one I'm day just wake up rich.
Wouldn't that be great? Lord willing.
Lord willing.
One of these days I'm going to get a little $2 scratch ticket, and right. It's going to be that ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lying. They don't want to see us winning.
Right.
The lottery, just like Vegas, they don't want to see us winning.
Not at all. I've seen some people win like a couple million working at a gas station. Like they'll come in, buy a scratch ticket, boom, like, oh my God, just hit 10 million. I'm just like,
what?
Hey, I sold it. I sold it to you.
You got to break bread.
Yeah,
that's
they
crazy.
Never did. They never did.
Bad juju.
Yeah.
They're probably not living anymore.
Or they're broke.
They're not living the same.
However, we did agree no tangents this episode.
We did say that. We said that a whole day ago.
Right. All right. Here we go.
All right. Reel it in.
Week 7. So after the Thursday night game, our first game is Patriots at Jaguars. Well, they're in London. So
Jaguars?
Actually at the Jaguars. So yeah, Patriots playing the Jaguars in London. Jaguars are 5.5 point favorites.
Seems like a lot for a Jags team.
For sure.
So, with that being said, I'm moneylining the Jags.
Moneyline Jags.
Not a huge payout, but I think the Jags are going to win. They've been there for a week. Patriots got to travel out there. Rookie quarterback, good luck to you.
Yeah. I just feel weird betting on the Jags. I do think they're going to win this game because they were out there for so long. But yeah, I got Patriots plus 10.5. I think they can keep it relatively close. Hopefully. I don't know. Over-under in that game is 42.5. I would like to bump that up to 51.5 and take the under.
51.5 and the undies. For me, I got 36.5 and the over.
36.5 and the over.
Apo Taco.
Yeah, these opposite ones have not been working out for me, I'll tell you that much.
He said, now I'm going to start looking at these. Like, what were you thinking, Watts?
I got to start letting you pick the over-under first. next game, we got the Clash of the Birds. Seahawks at Falcons. Falcons are 3-point favorites.
The Sea Chickens versus the Atlanta Birdies. The Atlanta Birdies are slowly but surely getting their ish together. Slow start to the season. But they're doing their thing. Seattle's been sliding. So the question becomes, do they get off the schneid? But traveling to Atlanta, Atlanta's dome be pretty raucous. And so maybe in there tripping out. And what's the dance move?
Oh, the swag surf?
There's going to be swag surfing in there. Yeah. You seen Kurt swag surfing after Monday night.
Like, Kirko Chains.
Kirko Chains leading the swag surf. So, nah, I see them swag surfing again this week. Atlanta, moneyline.
Falcons money line. My first thoughts were the same. I was thinking Falcons money line. That -3, that throws me off because it's like that field goal. Like, I don't know. But so I bumped it down just a little bit. I got Falcons -2.5. Over under in that game is 51.5. I want to bump that down to 43.5 and take the over.
43-Z and the over. All right. For me, I don't see it getting too crazy in Atlanta. So I got 58.5 in the undie.
58.5 in the undies. Next game, we have Titans at Bills. Bills are 9-point favorites.
Titans and the Billy Goats. Bills look like they got back to business last week, bringing in Amari Cooper. I don't see him like changing the world overnight, but it's a great pickup nonetheless. Adds a little juice to the team as a whole. Titans are not that good. As we mentioned in the last pod, Levis is not it. So I got Bills -6.5. They win by a teddy.
I have the same thing. I have Bills -6.5. I wonder if Amari Cooper plays this week.
Seems so close, right?
Yeah, it's very close. The trade happened, what, Tuesday? It happened Wednesday. Yeah, today, Wednesday.
No, yesterday, Wednesday. Today. Right. Yesterday.
Or 2 days ago, because this comes out on Friday. We're just confused.
We're all over the place.
We're so, in another realm. Wednesday. So, like, let's say he gets there Wednesday afternoon. He's there for a Thursday practice, Friday practice, Saturday walkthrough.
He can run a sleigh and a hitch.
Yeah. Like, as long as he goes crazy in the playbook, they can easily just use him in packages that are like, let's dump down a little bit just to get you out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see him playing. Over under in that game is 41. I would like to bump that up to 51.5 and take the under.
51 and the undy, I hear that. For me, damn, I do like that, honestly. Because them boys is not scoring 50 between them. But I'm going to stick with what I originally had because that's what the gut says, and the gut's going to get us to the promised land. I got 33.5 in the over.
I could see the Bills putting up that by themselves.
That's where I kind of was thinking. The Bills are going to do a lot of the heavy lifting.
Next game, we have Bengals on the road at the Browns, and the Bengals are 6-point favorites.
The Bengals. Divisional game. Browns stink. I think Deshaun is still starting. Boy got more open cases than touchdowns right now. My bad, cuzzy. My bad. It ain't funny to be laughing at your plight.
I mean, he did it to himself.
He did. Or someone else did it to him. One of them Asian ladies. I got the Bengals -2.5.
We both have the same thing again. I like the Bengals in this game. Right. But
and they win by more than a tutty. Yeah. But you know what we're here for.
Right.
Here to get that shmoney.
We need them dubs. I think the Browns, they stink, but at the end of the day, it is a divisional game in Cleveland.
Right.
Who knows?
Who knows? Dog Pound might pull up.
Yeah. Over
Miles
under.
Garrett.
Yeah, Miles Garrett. He's different. Did you ever see that thing where, like, whenever he plays with no sleeves on, they, like, drug test him?
Yeah. Nah, I didn't know
like
that.
If he doesn't wear long sleeves and like his arms are just exposed, they drug test him
because he's just so
just massive.
Massive.
Just massive.
They're like, you know what, man? That's just not natural.
They're just
man.
Like, yeah, that's not. You're doing something.
He's too ripped. Get him out of here.
Over under in that game is 42.5. Based on the Browns' offense being such a just mess, I'm going 48.5 in the under.
Interesting. I'm gonna stick with my gut on this one. I got Browns 30. I said Browns. I got 34.5 in the over.
34.5 in the over.
I think the Bengals can do most of that heavy lifting.
Yeah. Next game, we got Texans on the road at the Packers. Packers are 2.5-point favorites.
This game was a toughie.
Yeah.
I like the matchup, definitely going to be tuning into that one. Texans on the road. Packers looking good, but not unbeatable. And so, with that being said, Texans money line.
Texans money line.
On the road, in Lambeau. They make a statement game, baby. Mixon's back. Offense looks good. Defense will do just enough. Minor shootout potential. Texans money line.
I can see it. I can see that happening for sure.
Because normally I would like pick the Texans to cover because that's like usually my go-to. Like, oh, I think they can win. We've done that enough. Texans money line.
Done that enough. We're here to be aggressive.
We're feeling a little aggressive. You see the I was hitting last week, man. I'm 80, up, baby.
82%?
I'm up, man.
Yeah, I get it. I'm taking Texans +7.5. Just to be safer. I do think Texans can win that game. But just to be safe that if Jordan Love decides to go off, I'm sure the Texans can at least keep it close.
Nah, trust me, I originally had +7.5. We're on the same wavelength, but money line that thing. Make you some money.
Money line that thing. Over under in that game is 47.5. I'm going to bump it down and take 41.5 in the over.
Okay. Interesting you say that because I have 41.5 in the over as well.
What do you know? Great
right
minds.
On the nose.
Great minds.
Great minds.
Next game, we have Dolphins at Colts.
Colts. Go up on yourself.
Colts are 3-point favorites in that game.
NFL, where'd you find this one?
LimeWire. Good times, man. Good times.
Good times. Good times. If you didn't get a virus on your computer from LimeWire or Napster or any of them Johns, then you're too young.
Yeah, nah, for real. And like, if you, when you download a song, I know we said no tangents, but when you download a song and you're like, oh, this new Lil Wayne joint just came out, and you play it, and then it's just Bill Clinton, like, I had no sexual relations with that woman. It's like, come on, you got me again, LimeWire.
LimeWire. We didn't say, we said no tangents, but you brought up the LimeWire situation. There was a video where I was trying to download this Dragon Ball Z, like, music video to, like, Linkin Park with, like, Dragon Ball Z, like, clips and whatnot. I downloaded it and it was a porno.
Yep. I already knew where that was going. Yep.
And best believe I kept it on there.
Had to keep it on there.
Had to see it through, my boy. And they're like, what is all this Dragon Ball Z on the computer?
Right.
I don't know.
All right, to end this tangent, did you ever hear about that thing Soulja Boy did where he would look at like the top 10 Billboard chart songs in the world or whatever, and then he would upload his music to LimeWire and name his song those songs, so that way people would think they're downloading that, and little do you know, it's you, Soulja Boy.
That's genius.
Yeah. Nah,
this man was a genius.
He's a legit, like, a marketing genius.
He's ahead of his time. 110%.
Yeah.
It's like, just too much. Too bad he's a crackhead.
Yeah.
Or a cokehead. When I say crack, he's a cokehead.
Yeah. Because even, like, YouTube kind of blew up when Soulja Boy was putting out his music video.
It was Soulja Boy and Janet Jackson's titty. Those are the two things that blew up YouTube. I'm telling you, look it up. Because literally they were trying to find a way to, like, we were like, all right, Janet just exposed herself. Like, how are we going to be able to, like, continuously, like, show this, and, like, other people got to see this. And then that was, like, the first viral video on YouTube.
Crazy.
Janet's titty.
Shout out to Justin Timberlake.
Shout out Justin. It's crazy that he was able to come back to the Super Bowl, but Janet hasn't been able to.
Right. Like, bro, this was on you.
Yeah, you did the pulling.
You did the pulling.
She had the titty, but you did the pulling.
She didn't ask for that.
I mean, who knows?
She had like the pasty on. It's like, nah, this seems planned.
You guys plan this. It's fine. Everyone should get the same punishment. Everyone comes back. We do happy-go-lucky. Maybe run it back.
Right. Maybe run it back.
The 20-year anniversary, you know?
All right. Tangent
Jesus,
over.
Super tangent.
Dolphins at Colts. Colts are 3-point favorites.
You see what you did to us, Dolphins, Colts? That's right. Why we're on a tangent, because this game.
Nah, literally. I made a throw-up sound, and you, like, turned it into the
DJ thing that led us to LimeWire.
Crazy. Like, ADHD.
We did say this. Before our prior pod, we said that we both low-key have ADHD. Dolphins, Colts, Colts money line. Let me not even go too far.
Yeah, I like Colts money line as well. Even though I heard Anthony Richardson is starting.
Hey, which don't scares like me. That. Right.
That scares me. But again, like, the Dolphins are just still, they're bad right now. So it's like kind of.
Did they get people back? Is like Mostert or A-Chain back? That might help.
I'm not sure.
That might help.
I still like Colts money line.
Same.
Because I can see them, like, if Anthony Richardson ain't working out, they're like, yeah, Joe. Right. Save us, please.
Right. And even if he is working out, it's like, hey, let's give it to the running backs.
Right.
Still.
Over under in that game is 44. 44 clean, too. Not even a half. I'm going to bump that up to 51.5 and take the under, because Joe Flacco's not playing. So I don't see too many points being put up in this one.
That's wild. I literally have 51.5 in the undie.
What do you know? We're just spending a lot of time together.
You know? Sometimes these lines just speak to you.
Yeah. Next game, we got Lions at Vikings. Vikings are 2-point favorites. Yeah, this is going to be a good one.
That's a good one. There's a couple of good ones on this week, man. It's going to be tough to pick them. Lions, Vikings, divisional stuff. Vikings are at home. Lions are looking really good. Really good. For my money, I got the Lions +7.5.
Lions +7.5. I like Lions +2.5. Honestly, I part of me wants to take Lions money line.
Be a thug.
Yeah, just be a thug. Do it. But I'm gonna take my +2.5 just to be a little safer. Actually, I lied. I never do +2.5. I will do -2.5. That's different. +3.5. Sorry. plus 3.5. So that way, if they lose by a field goal,
you good money.
Yeah, I still get that dub. Over under in that game is 50. I would like to bump it.
Bump it.
I'm going to go with, this is risky. I'm going 58.5 in the under. Ooh. I feel like this game is like screaming shootout, but it's like the Vikings defense is really good. So the
Lions defense is sneaky.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't think it's going to be a shootout. This might just be like just a really good game.
You know who's one of my favorite defenders, and I'm like discouraged that he's a Lion and he should have been an Eagle?
Brian Branch.
Yes. Brian Branch. Yeah.
Dog.
Because he's a dog.
I like him.
The year that he got drafted, I'm like, yo, we need a safety. We need a corner. We need a DB. He was the DB.
Same.
And we drafted Nolan Smith.
As a Cowboys fan, I was like, I want Brian Branch.
Drafted Nolan Stinkin' Smith, and the first pick in the second round or second pick in the second round was the Lions taking Deion Branch.
Yeah, the Lions actually had a really good draft that year.
They did. They've been packing them in back to back.
Yeah.
Like, that's like three good drafts in a row.
Yeah.
The Penny Sewells, the Hutchinsons. Did you see that Hutchinson injury?
Gross.
Oh, my God.
Gross.
That's like a UFC injury. It doesn't really happen often in the NFL.
Yeah, hot take. They're about to trade for Max Crosby.
I seen a meme about that where they just need to go all in, and Dan Orlovsky brought it up as well. So it's on the radar.
Might as well. Because then if he's still under contract, Max Crosby and Aiden Hutchinson next year is insane.
Insane.
Talk about two of the exact same guy.
Talk about like, power.
Right.
tangent over.
Yeah, over under in that game is 50. I took 58.5 in the under.
I got 43.5 in the over.
I can respect that. Next game, we have your boys. We got the Eagles at the Giants. Eagles are 3-point favorites. You want me to start you off so you can get that last word for your Eagles?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I like the Giants plus 7.5. I don't think the Giants are terrible, and I don't think the Eagles are great. I think the Eagles will play down to that competition and keep it close.
I hear you. I don't know what the Eagles are just yet either. I wouldn't be putting money on them to cover. So I'm going to go with Eagles money line.
Eagles money line. Over under in that game is 43. I would like to bump that up to 49.5 and take the undie.
49.5 in the undie. We on a similar boat because I got 51.5 in the undie.
Next game, we have Raiders at Rams, and the Rams are 6.5-point favorites.
So the Rams are home. They must be getting some people back, whether it be Puka and or Cup.
Yeah.
Because 6.5 seems like a lot for the Rams.
Right. And it's like the Raiders ain't that bad.
Yeah. Like it just kind of shocked me at first. I'm like, whoa.
They're not a high school team.
Like, why aren't the Jags favored more against the Patriots? Or right. Why, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's probably just kind of shocked me. Like, the Commanders are 7.5 favorites over the Panthers. Mm. That makes sense. So for the Rams to be one point.
They must be getting people back.
Something's going on there. So for me and my money, I got Rams money line.
Rams money line. I got the Rams minus 2.5. I think they do win that game. I think they win by at least a field goal, especially if they're getting guys back. They might mess around and blow out the Raiders, but that 6.5 is just a little too much for me to be like to be biting on. So over under in that game is 43. I'm going to bump that up to 50.5 and take the under.
I hear that. Similar boat, different paddles. I got 52.5 in the under.
Next game, we have Panthers at Commanders. Commanders are 8-point favorites.
The Commandies. Like we mentioned in the last pod, take nothing from them going against the Ravens. They pulled up a hell of a fight, had a chance to win it even though the Ravens kind of handled it the entire game. It was weird. Like, they were never out of it, but the Ravens handled it the whole time. Mm-hmm. But Panthers stink. They're going to put up points. They're going to score some points here and there. Chuba Hubbard be doing stuff. Deontay Johnson be doing stuff. So, you know, good for them. I like that for them. But for my money, I got where did I write? Oh, here it is. I got Commanders minus four.
Commanders minus four.
I think they are going to win by a touchdown. So I didn't want to alternate spread that thing, but not too low.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm actually, this is that game of the week where I'm like, I'm a bump it in the opposite direction. I'm getting a little aggressive.
Hey.
I got Commanders minus 13 and a half.
Well, damn.
I see them blowing them out. I think the Commanders are coming off a loss to the Ravens. They're a young, hungry team with that Dan Quinn culture. They're not about to let off the gas when it comes to the Panthers. They're going to be like, this is a bad team. We are going to blow them out to let the league know we're still around. So, yeah, I can see Jaden Daniels going absolutely bonkers on them. Over-under in that game is 51.5. I'm going to bump it down to 42.5 and take the over.
42.5 and the O's. Okay. I got 44.5 in the O. I like that 42, though. But nah, I'm going to stick with my 44. 44.5 in the over.
Sticking with the gut.
Sticking with the gut. I mean, we both could be right.
Right.
Just trying to get y'all a little extra.
Right.
Scragglers.
A little extra scragglers.
A little skirt skirt. A little extra skirt skirt.
Next game, we got a good one. We got Chiefs at 49ers, and the 49ers are 1.5-point favorites.
Damn. This is a game for your ass.
Yeah, this is going to be a good one.
Super Bowl rematch.
Yes, sir.
You would think the Niners probably want this one.
Right.
Not that it proves anything, but for them, this is like a get-back game.
Yeah.
But for me and my money, because I'm trying to win it, I go Chiefs plus 7.5. Because I don't see the Niners beating them by more than a touchdown.
Agreed. I also have Chiefs plus 7.5. I think the Chiefs can keep it close. I think it will be a good game. Over-under in that game is 47. I'm gonna bump that down to 41.5 and take the over.
Holy moly, we are chalk for that game because I have the same exact thing.
What do you know? What do you know?
Look at that.
Next game, we got Jets on the road against the Steelers. Jets are 1.5-point favorites. This could be Russell Wilson's first game starting. Who knows?
Who stinking knows? Mike Tomlin will find a way to spin it. He said, you're one stone away from being from being a mountain, good sir.
Good sir.
It's like, whoa, Tomlin. I didn't know we was going to church today. I'm trying to hit the gridiron. Jets Steelers, I feel like this is potential for an ugly one.
Yeah, for sure.
Big potential. Steelers defense legit. Jets defense legit. I got Steelers plus 9.5.
I like it. Pretty safe.
Pretty safe.
I like it. I got Steelers plus 7.5. I think the Steelers couldn't win this game. The Jets have proven nothing. Yeah, they got Devontae Adams. That should be cool and all. But, like, the Steelers have that defense that can just neutralize that and be like, yeah, we don't really care.
Right.
Like, you're getting locked up. That's it. End of story. So, yeah, Steelers plus 7.5. Over-under in that game is 38. It's a low baller. I'm going to bring it down to 32.5 and take the over.
Okay. Okay. I hear that. I bumped it up to 48.5 in the under.
48.5 in the under. I like it. Next game, we got Ravens at Buccaneers. And the Ravens are 3.5-point favorites.
That's another good one. The sure. Bucks. The Bucks, they were in my top 10 in our power ranking episode. Mm-hmm. This is the chance to add another quality team to the ledger. But with that being said, Ravens money line.
Ravens money line. You know what? Just for the entertainment value, I'm going Bucks money line.
Hey.
I'm going Bucks money line.
Popeye's biscuits.
Popeye's biscuits. Yeah, honestly, the Bucks are at home. I think their run defense is usually pretty good. Vita Vea is clogging up the middle. Granted, Derrick Henry gets most of his big runs to the outside, but I think Todd Bowles comes prepared for that, at least for the most part. I think this could be a shootout between the number one pick and the number 32 pick from, was it 2018? Was that their draft class? So, yeah, we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, I like Bucks money line.
I like it. I like the ledge. The ledge you're willing to step out on.
Yeah.
Hopefully you fall. No. That's going to be the turning point. We're going to be tied going into Monday night.
And, right.
Or no, that's Sunday night.
Sunday night, yeah.
And I'm going to take the
lead. Both have 100% all the way up there, and it's just going to be like that game.
That's going to be a downslide because you're going to pick the next one wrong as well.
Oh, yeah. So over-under in that game is 48.5. I'm going to bump that down to 42.5 and take the over.
Interesting. Interesting. Because I have the same exact thing.
What do you know?
Almost like you were there when I made it. No.
All right. Super stupid, quick tangent. I swear it's quick. Sometimes I'll walk into a room and like a dark room and I'll just say, I figured I'd meet you here just in case. Like, because there's going to be that one time someone's in there and they're going to be like, yo, how'd you know? Hey, you got to be quicker than that.
I'm being preemptive. Never going to catch me slipping.
Right. I used to, like, when I was scared to go to sleep, like when I was scared of the dark when I was a kid, I would whisper and be like, if you kill me in my sleep, you're a bitch. It worked. I'm here.
No one ain't never do it.
I'm here.
He said, ain't none of y'all pull up on me.
Right. last game of the week, we got Chargers at Cardinals, and Chargers are 2.5-point favorites.
Chargers at the Cardies. So this game, I like neither of them.
Right.
I don't know how this game made it to Monday night. It should have been flexed for the Ravens-Bucks.
Nah, for sure.
Or the...
Or not even, just 49ers-Chiefs or...
Or the Vikings-Lions. Line. That's the perfect Monday night game for this week. But that's neither here nor there. Oh, the Lions probably couldn't have back-to-back Mondays.
Probably.
Let's get back to the game. I like the Cardinals to cover plus 11.
Cardinals plus 11?
Yes.
I like that. I got Cardinals plus 7.5. Sticking with my gut. That 11 does sound a lot better. It's a lot safer, but Cardinals plus 7.5. I think they can keep it close. Like, again, I don't know what the Chargers are. Like, I'm not afraid of the Chargers. Also, I don't know what the Cardinals are, but it's on Monday night.
They're home.
It's the last Monday before Call of Duty drops. Kyler's like, I got to give you a show.
So I'm like, I'm going to make y'all forget.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Over-under in that game is 44. I'm going to go 38.5 in the over.
I hear that. I got 37.5 in the over.
37.5 in the over?
Yeah. Same boat, different paddles.
All right. Those are our picks for Sunday. Let's leave you with a little Sunday parlay pie where we both pick a game lock and a player prop lock, and we give you a little parlay.
Parlay pie, by you, bye.
So I'll start you off. I have Bills minus 2.5 for my game lock. I think they blow out the Titans, so I think that minus 2.5 is pretty safe.
Lock it up.
Yeah, lock that in. And, I mean, if you're feeling real confident about that, you can always play with that 2.5. Like, you're like, oh, I think they can win by 5.5, and it'll up your odds or your plus odds, and you win a little bit more money. But if you want to be safe, Bills minus 2.5. What game you got?
I hear that. For me and my shmoney, I think the Commanders minus 4. They're going against the Panthers, like you said earlier in your game. Commanders are looking to bounce back, keep the league on notice. Jaden Daniels does his thing. They win by a tutty or more.
I like it. Into the player props, I like Jordan Love 2+ passing touchdowns. I think they're at home against the Texans. If they want to win that game, they're going to have to put up points. They're going to have to put on a show. I think the best way for them to score is Jordan Love throwing the ball. Like, I love Josh Jacobs, but he's just not finding the end zone like he should.
Right.
So I got Jordan Love, 2+ passing touchdowns. What you got?
True. I'm going to stick to that same game because I like the potential of that game. And I got C.J. Stroud over 200 passing yards. I think that is a safe bet. Uh-huh. That game is going to be a shootout. Mixon could mess around and go crazy as well, but Stroud's going to have to keep up with Love or vice versa. And so 200 passing yards, you could slam that.
I like that. That will give you +211 odds. $10 gets you 31. It's not the craziest parlay, but it's a safe parlay.
There you go.
So I like it.
Add a couple legs and you might be all right.
Yeah, speaking of add-ons, Mixon anytime touchdown.
I like it.
I could see him getting in there. Josh Allen, 2+ passing touchdowns against the Titans.
I like that. Can happen. I like that.
So, yeah, we got add-ons if you need a little extra spice.
Whatever Tyreek Hill receiving yards under.
Right.
Because the Dolphins are just a
poor guy,
shit
man.
Show.
Poor guy. And I definitely, like, traded him in a bunch of, like, in two leagues. Just, like, randomly was like, yo, give me CeeDee Lamb. I'll give you Tyreek Hill. And they're like, oh, for sure. Like, thinking they got me.
Right.
Ha. Joke's on you.
Joke's on you.
Who was hurt.
Tyreek got arrested.
Right.
And he's been down ever since. Well, not necessarily his fault, but.
Yeah.
Good kid, though.
Great kid. All right. Well, that's week 7 for you. Those are our game picks. Disclaimer, we are not professionals.
Not yet.
Not yet, at least. So please bet responsibly. All our bets are they can lose. They're liable to lose, so don't. But, I mean, hey, 71%, 82%. Like, we're kind of doing our thing.
Kind of doing our thing.
Like,
if you would have put a little parlay in from our picks last week, you'd be up.
Yeah.
So
you're looking good.
You're looking good, shorties. So do what you got to do. Lock it in because we getting this money. Come shmoney dance with the good fellas.
I mean, everybody got to eat.
EBE.
EBE.
Everybody eats, man.
All right. On that note, love y'all.
Love y'all, man. Keep it tight.